Tremendo impacto. That's something that I'm capable to talk about. So let's talk a little bit. Was thinking, to do what Jesus asked us to do? And we can read an act. Chapter 8. We can read from verse 18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in hell. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Let's pray. This morning, Father, we be before you. And prayer, I'm saying. Thank you that we were friends, and now here we are before you, thinking about your commandment. Help us to understand how important it is and why you have told us to do it. Inside, please help us to be obedient to your command in Jesus. Passage that I just read, I always struggle with, and I have to read it, you know, every so often, and be reminded that I need to apply it to my life, because it turns out that I always forget that Jesus asks us to go to all the nations, you know, and. I think he knows that we tend to forget. When you read the similar passage in Mark 16, you know, Jesus rebuked the apostles because his unbelief. And we started, we didn't read that. But we, in verse 17, when they saw him, you know, they worshiped him. Some doubt. So Jesus started this passage, giving them assurance, saying them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and this is important that we understand. He has all authority and he is sending it. He is telling us to do something. And it's been said, you know, that this order, you know, are a standing order for all believers during the current phase of the kingdom. You don't accept the time between the rejection of Christ, the king, until his second coming. So this applies to all of us. And the problem, I think, is many times we don't do as he said that we should do. In verse 19, he says, "Go therefore." And I have to say that normally, we sit here and we expect the people to come. Let me tell you, in Honduras, I would stand, you know, at the door and ask people, you know, come. And that's not what the Lord said. He says that we should go. It's a commandment. But we expect people to come here. And this is something that I have to be reminded constantly, because I tend to forget this. I get comfortable sitting here in the pews, you know, because I'm used to being in church. Came to the Lord like 27 years ago. And this is what I do every week. Even girls, we go 3 times a week to church. And we are so used to being in the church that we forget that we are comfortable there. But the people outside of it are not comfortable coming here. And the culture has stereotyped, I believe. People don't want to come to church. We see here, you ask people, why? Why we don't have more people? That is because we forget that the commandment is for us to go, not them to come here. So we have to listen, you know. It's not a suggestion that the Lord gave. He says, all authority is given to me. Go therefore to all nations. And sometimes when we say all nations, well, the Lord is not calling me to go to China. And we make excuses. But there's no excuse, because our mission is wherever we go. If we go, if the Lord has sent us to China, India, then we should go. But if he's sending us to work, that's our mission. If he's sending us to school, that's our mission. And we have to be reminded that he can work the passage he wanted. Not that anybody that we go is going to come to God. Yes. People in nature should come to the Lord, but only if we go and we talk to them. And that's the thing. There's so many people who will never enter a church. Sure about that. Because I was one of those. Yo me sacerdote de los pueblos. Somebody says religion is the opium of the masses. So nowadays, to me, religion is not the same. We need to go and talk. But the Lord told us to make this happen. Well, that's the other thing, you know. We have freedom to go everywhere here. There's countries where there's no freedom to go and talk to about the Lord. Last week we were talking about Mitch and Lori there in Nicaragua. At the time that we were going, you know, after the Sandinistas were Marxist guerrilla, they again took power and they're getting rid of the missionaries again. From Honduras we go like 30, 40 people every couple of months, they are not allowed to go there anymore. Just the missionaries that are already there. But here in the U.S., we have freedom to go to any street, to any house. It is funny, you know, that we will say, no, it's really difficult, you know, to talk to somebody on the street. And it is. We're going to see you later, maybe why. The thing is, it is difficult because we are not willing to do it. People have the need. We have talked this morning how sin, you know, is like leprosy. And might be, you know, that they are not sensitive anymore to that they have, because they, how sensible can be a finger if it's not there anymore? But the need is there, and we can see it. And it pains our hearts. And we have remembered the Lord this morning, how far we were. I was reminded of it. The thing, we said that we follow Jesus. But he asked, why do you call me Lord, Lord? And you don't do what I tell you. And he says that go to all nations, to every country. But the thing is, we should be talking to everybody. I'm guilty of this. Many times, instead of talking about Christ with someone, I try to judge people and think, oh, yeah, he's going to listen, or he's not going to listen. But the thing is, we don't know who's going to respond. That's something that the Lord is going to do. We only have to do what he tells us, which is go and share. And again, we don't know what's going to happen. And I told you in the past, when I came to the Lord and I told a friend that shared the gospel with me, she said, from all my friends, the ones I never believed they would come to the Lord. So this is the thing. What if she of them didn't, follow the commandment that the Lord gave to talk to everybody, to all nations? What if they have thought, why would I talk to this guy? He doesn't seem like he's looking for God. We heard about that today. Brother Sherry, I wasn't looking for the Lord. But certainly the Lord was looking for me. And he put so many people, during my life, finding words, one, another one from the other. You don't know the effect that obeying the Lord is going to cause in the life of somebody. When I was growing up, there was only one Christian in my family, my mom's cousin. He would come to our house and he would evangelize to my great grandfather, 90 something like that. 7 years, and I was sitting on the steps and listening to what the cousin was telling to my grandfather. And I did not understand that much, but I understood little things that the Lord was working already. I understood I was raised Catholic, that there was no salvation in religion. He would say that only in Jesus. And I would think, yeah, in Jesus. I didn't understand why, but it started there. He wasn't even talking to me. That's the thing. But I was sitting on the step, listening to what he was saying to my grandfather. So the same is for us. If we go to everyone, to all nations, and we tell what Jesus tells us, then we don't know what's going to happen. Our responsibility is to solve the rock. It's going to be in the fire. It's just not doing away. And we should not, usurp purpose is back. So take the conscience of the Holy Spirit in deciding who is going to act or not. Our responsibility is if we see somebody, talk to them and tell them the good news that they need to Jesus. The other thing that I see there is that the commandment is make disciples, not church members. We are many times just satisfied with bringing people here and then sit here with us and we see the numbers. Because that's not what he wants. He wants to make disciples. I say, but he says that teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. So it is implied there, right? That we have to make them also evangelists, just like we should be. As a matter of fact, we know, we've been told so many times about this. It's I've heard whole messages, about these weeks, people, preaching about the responsibility to make disciples. But that's not how I saw for many, many years. I didn't see any more responsibility than sharing the gospel. They have to be women of souls. Just as we should be. In fact, our job is not finished until this person starts also multiplying himself. That's what we supposed to be doing. And it's interesting. The Lord gives us a promise there. I am with you always, even to the end. His promise is to go with us. His promise is to make us what he wants to do, what he commands to do. You just have to obey. So the question, my brothers and sisters, is, are we taking the Great Commission seriously? Are we taking it seriously? Because that's where I was saying, many of us are really, and I'm not talking about the sharing the wisdom. As many times as I can. Why? Do you think there are many reasons many times we are afraid to be rejected? And what are they going to think about us? But, you know, like I was saying in 1630, the Lord said, why are you calling me Lord? We don't do it because we don't know how to share it. Or we don't know who to share it. And when I was like a year with my conversion, somebody told me, as time passes, you're gonna realize that you have less contact with non-believers. And fortunately, I think that, yeah, that's true many times. But most, I think, is we are not looking for opportunities to share the gospel. That's see the seriousness that it is. I don't know. Do you have people to share the gospel with? Can you think of friends, family, neighbors that don't know Christ? I'm going to give you a few moments. Can you think about 5 names? Can you write those names? And I'm going to read something for you while you do that. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to the words, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave the dead who were in it, and the dead and Hades delivered of the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each according to his works. And the dead and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Third 15. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. James. If you think of names, I have a question. Where do you think your friend, your neighbor, your relative, your family is going to go if he dies? And his name is found written in the book of life. Anybody can do for them, because this is the time that we have. This is the time that we still reach them and, you know, take them from the lake of fire. We've been talking a lot about diseases this morning. We talk about leprosy. What the best sentence at the time was nothing to do for it. Best sentence. It is as well, right there. Sin is death. It's nothing that we can do for them, but to do what Christ has told us to do and share the gospel with them. That the other problem, I don't know how to do it, somebody may say. Well, God has given us a way. To start, I think, the conversation. We can tell them what's something that I'm able to talk about because God saved me. And that's something that I can share with all my friends, with my family. And that's something that I try to do. It doesn't have to be long. I just have to tell them how was my life before I came to Christ. what pains I had, or, you know, was that? Was I angry? I was before I came to Christ. And people can relate to this. Not pretending, you know, I'm holy. I remember that there were two people sharing the gospel around about the same time. One with Tom, wearing red nice shirt, you know, shine shoes. 20-year-old kid, you know, he had a big faith. And he would come to our apartments and share the gospel. And I would look at him, you know, he looks so holier than that. I would just argue with him. That's all I did. Evolution. He had something to say, I had 10 things left. Science, you know. Then my friend came. He was just like me. Drinking, women, crying. And they, he broke down. He says, I am Christian. I don't know what I'm doing this because I care the gospel. And I could see me on him. And the Lord used his testimony. His life destroyed for the rest of the church, really. But I could see me. If God can save this guy, he can save me. And he shared how God saved him. He died on the cross. He paid for all his sin, and he was so free, you know, so beautiful to hear that I just for worse than he could also have forgiveness. And he could all the most of it, anger, all the feelings of not belonging, all the things I have. Something that will be taken. Helping you, explaining to us with me what happened to you. You used to be fine. All of us, all of you. And by the end of the year, I don't know how many guys there are, either a part of the team. All of them. One, we're attending every church, some church. And the only one who wasn't going to church was the guy that came from a religious background. You can see that. But just go. Don't wait for them. Teaching them to keep all of the things that I have told. He is our Lord. Inside of David, think about your friends, the family that you just found. Can you share the gospel with five people, those names that you talk this week? Can you talk to five of them in this week? Can you talk to three? Can you talk to one? Please do it, because we don't know what's going on. That's the urgency of me. We had a, we see, we can learn to do this thing. Brother has been teaching about how to share them. Believe me, I'm good to talking. I'm good to talking with people. Play on them, maybe really play a game, computing. But the Lord has told me to go. And I want to listen. But the Lord can. May the Lord bless you in peace. Talk to your friends and your friends.